Dr. Morris, University trustees, Mr. Goldhaber, honored graduates, dear parents and friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to welcome you here this evening to our award ceremony. My name is Kathy Guarini. I'm the Dean of Faculty, and I will be your host this evening. This evening is when we celebrate the most outstanding, the special achievements of our graduates. We consider all of our graduates to be outstanding students, to be remarkable people, but there are a few students who are outstanding in very different ways, very special ways, and those are the students that we will be honoring here this evening. But really, in our hearts, every single student is outstanding, and we just want to have representative students getting special awards. We will begin this evening with our Development of Consciousness Awards. These awards will be presented by Drs. Doug and Linda Burks. The Burkses are the TM City Program administrators for North America, and they have been teaching the Transcendental Meditation TM City Program for decades and have instructed many, many people in this program, and they will be giving awards to some of our outstanding students.
Thank you, Kathy. Oh, this is just my favorite night of that can take place during the year and for graduation. The heart just swells when we hear about all these wonderful students. So we're pleased to start off the evening with the Development of Consciousness Award. I'd like to read you the text of this wonderful award. The Development of Consciousness Award is presented to the graduating students who, throughout their academic career, have achieved outstanding attendance in the group practice of Marshi's Transcendental Meditation City Program. Each academic discipline taught at Marshi University of Management is connected with a student's innermost awareness, being the home of all the laws of nature. Through their perfect attendance, these students have taken maximum advantage of enlivening this most intimate and powerful field of pure knowledge in their consciousness. Through the super radiance effect, they've also enlivened this influence in their fellow students, in their teachers, in their administrators, in their city, in their nation, and in the world. Student life is a time of preparation and culturing two steps of progress, knowledge and experience. The faculty of Marshi University of Management honors these students because they have been one-pointed in enlivening the stable and invincible ground state of all the laws of nature in their conscious awareness. This fundamental consciousness is the awareness within which all experience and knowledge is structured. Everywhere these graduates go, and every experience life brings them, will be perceived as being connected with their self, and ultimately experienced as a self-interacting dynamics of their own consciousness, life in unity, the ideal of a true Vedic education.
Those present tonight, beginning with Yik Oi Janet Ho, Masters of Marshi Vedic Science. Sonia Grobik, Masters of Marshi Vedic Science. Thank you. Vinodan Nayagar, MBA. And we're going to ask Vinodan to, on behalf of the others, to briefly say a few words.
Good evening, honored trustees, Dr. Bevan Morris, and honored guests. On behalf of the DC Award recipients, Janet, Sonia, Tom, and myself, we are very grateful to have received the special award for the development of consciousness. We would like to deeply thank our family and friends for providing the support and making it possible for us to be here at MEM. Over our time studying here at MEM, we have gained in-depth knowledge and experience through the field of consciousness, experiencing our unbounded self. This has opened our eyes to a new world of experience and possibilities, which has allowed for rapid transformation and growth in our lives. We are able to find balance and inner strength in every aspect of our student life. Experiencing our true self has allowed and helped us to appreciate the fullest value and beauty of life by experiencing the source. In life, we all go through various transformations. Many of us can be swayed and pushed around by the changing waves of life, life's experiences that affect our thoughts and emotions. This influences all our decisions, values, and visions in life. The experience of diving deep within ourselves to that quiet place within has allowed for us to be grounded in the self, making our decision process precise and our purpose in life clear. Reflecting on my MEM experience, I realize that we don't only come here to get a career or to fill the container of knowledge, but to expand it as well. My message to the graduating class, always remember that wherever you are, we have the technique to transcend, re-energize, refuel, strengthen our inner power, and uplift those around us. MEM trains us for life, so wherever we are in the world, we may be pillars of knowledge for society, and to continuing to radiate the light of life within. Thank you very much. Very good.
And now we'll be recognizing the undergraduate honors graduates. These are the students with the highest grade point averages. So among all the students, these are the students who have had the highest grades. And these are Andrew S. Galbraith, summa cum laude. Kelly May Heru, summa cum laude. Kelly will be our valedictorian tomorrow. Melodia Aurora Morales Rivera, summa cum laude, and Melodia will be our salutatorian tomorrow. And then at the level of magna cum laude, Janet E. McDonald. And cum laude, Patrick James Spar. Rosemary Hoffman. Coral Jasmine Morales Rivera. Hillary Nelson. And Asya Thea Stefa Devote Patel. And now presenting the Knowledge Fair Awards will be Dr. Jane Schmidt-Wilk, who is our Dean of Teaching and Learning and Professor in the Management Department.
Thank you. The Knowledge Fair is a celebration of the knowledge, creativity, and reasoning skills that students have gained in their undergraduate career. Students demonstrate this knowledge through presentation of their final project with a poster, an oral presentation, and a discussion in which the student responds to questions from a panel of judges about his or her poster presentation and presentation. Selection of the winners is based on a set of criteria that are published in advance as a guide to success. This year, 7 students from 6 disciplines presented final projects. The judges were impressed by the creativity displayed by each of the students, as well as their heartfelt involvement in their projects. Before announcing the winners, I'd like to thank our 3 judges. Dr. Claudia Melrose, former chair and professor emerita of the dance department, University of Wisconsin-Madison. Dr. Heather Sechrist, chief executive officer of Genetic ID North America. And Jonathan Gordon, corporate communications consultant. Now it is my pleasure to announce the recipients of this year's Knowledge Fair Awards. Each winner receives a cash prize, and as I call your name, please come up to receive your award and our appreciation. Starting with 3rd place, this year's award goes to a representative of the Maharshi Vedic Science Department, Wendell Jones, and his project, Vedic Education. Our 2nd place prize honors a presenter from the Sustainable Living Department, James Schleppenbach, and his project, Permaculture Design for Prairie Song Farm. Congratulations. And in 1st place, we honor a representative of the Education Department, Cassandra Havenor, and her project, A Teacher Work Sample. We'd also like to appreciate the efforts of 4 other students who participated in this year's Knowledge Fair: Caitlin Fitzgerald, Elizabeth Fowler, Hillary Nelson, and Ellie Torres. Thank you all, and congratulations on your accomplishments.
Next, giving the Veda Vyasa Award will be Dr. Sue Brown, who is professor of Maharshi Vedic Science and also our associate dean of academic programs.
So I'd like to start by reading the text of the award. The Veda Vyasa Award honors deep understanding of the unity underlying the diverse phenomena in nature. In your doctoral dissertation, you have not only made significant and original discoveries in your discipline, but have revealed the deep connections between these discoveries and the unifying principles and practices of Maharishi Vedic science. With this award, we congratulate you on your penetrating insights and applaud the refined and integrated creative intelligence that has produced them. May your scholarly career continue to bring enlightenment to the world. So the Veda Vyasa Award this year goes to Teolene Owis, who unfortunately couldn't be with us tonight, but was hoping to listen to the broadcast. Teo's dissertation documents application of consciousness-based education in Thailand, where she guided a new Science of Creative Intelligence bachelor's degree doing the curriculum planning, government approval, and teaching. Teo herself taught 9 courses, and their first class graduated in January, and they're now going on to a master's degree. Plus, Teo helped introduce transcendental meditation to a Buddhist school for 400 girls. In her dissertation, Teo demonstrates how consciousness-based education fulfills the Thai government's noble goals. Congratulations, Teo, on your second doctoral degree in Maharishi Vedic Science. Her first degree was from Maharishi University of Enlightenment, and it focused on inner experience of consciousness, whereas this degree focuses on practical application. A beautiful accomplishment. So, as Teo wasn't able to be with us, she sent some words that I'll read in acceptance of her award. So this is now Teo's words. It is truly a great honour and wonderful joy for me to receive this Veda Vyasa Award. Yet this award highlights something much bigger than one doctoral degree. It lights up the bringing into being of the powerful, tender desire of my dear friends on Asian Mother Divine for Maharishi's heaven on earth. Their one-pointed, harmonious, fully awake, fully blissful dedication to this marvellous goal is ever present and gratefully guided by the loving support of our dear Raj Rajeshwari of Thailand and Raj Rajeshwari Meg, Raja Vikramji and Mother Varaporn, and the International Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education. Wholeheartedly, I thank my perfect advisor, Dr. Susan Brown. Her exceptional clarity and warm heart gave a proper shape to my dissertation. I'd have to say Teo was the perfect student, so that wasn't difficult. The constant support of Dr. Kathy Guarini for all of our Thailand projects is a divine blessing, as is the experience of Dr. Patricia Oates, Dr. Somboon Watana, and Dr. Fred Travis's priceless input for my dissertation's focus on total brain functioning. I have grown to admire and respect profoundly you, the Maharishi University of Management community, for your unwavering dedication to maintaining this superb university, whose accreditation status and achievements are critical for establishing other universities where Maharishi Vedic science can flourish worldwide and students everywhere can enjoy the bliss of Maharishi consciousness-based education. Loving appreciation to my mother, whose unbounded love nourishes my feeling every day. Unbounded gratitude flows eternally to the source, course and goal of Veda, of pure knowledge and its infinite organizing power, our beloved Maharishi Ji, Vijayante Taram. Thank you, and Jai Gurudev. And I'd just like to briefly add that Teo sent these flowers for me to give to Kathy Guarini, Patricia Oates, Dr. Fred Travis, and Suzanne Bessely. Thank you.
Now we will begin giving awards for the different undergraduate majors. And for the art department, we have a father-daughter team. Jim Shrewsbury, who is the chair of the art department and professor of art, along with his daughter, who is also an artist and professor of art, Gyan Shrewsbury.
We are truly honored to have had a star like Hillary Nelson in the art department for the past year. She came to us with an open mind, a humble attitude, a steady, calm, and consistent pace, an inherent talent, a desire to grow, plenty of grounding humor, and a care for others. Hillary's quiet drive shows in everything she does, from the way she budgets her time so brilliantly to the way she transforms diverse raw materials into gorgeous works of art.
In her training at MUM with us in the art department, Hillary's honesty, clarity, and connection to the interior stability that is herself have served as the basis for locating her artistic voice. Among this year's group of highly qualified BFA seniors, she has been like the ocean, supporting both her peers and the faculty, always nourishing the flow of creativity. Comprehensive in her vision, she is a natural leader, so insightful, giving, and authentic in her pursuit. She's a genuine inspiration to us all, and we're thrilled to be able to give her this award.
Thank you. I can only hope to have teachers as wonderful as you for the rest of my life, and I can't even imagine that being possible. The teachers and faculty of the art department have just been completely supportive and inspirational and have pushed me towards where I want to go. So thank you so much.
Giving the next award for business administration will be Dr. Vicki Alexander Harriet, who is co-chair of the management department and professor of law and government.
It is my great pleasure to give our award tonight to Rose Hoffman. Rose is an ideal student. She's brilliant and a joy to have in the classroom. Her keen intellect, probing questions, and thoughtful comments enliven every discussion. Her appreciation of her experience of transcendence influenced her decision to continue her studies at Marsh University of Management. She's a graduate of Marsh School of the Age of Enlightenment. She effortlessly connects her discipline to her experience of the self, and that experience of the self enlivens every aspect of her life. Rose is a doer, and she does her best in every situation. She is absolutely dependable, and her helpful nature and ready smile make her popular with teachers and fellow students. We know her contribution to our community and the world have only just begun.
My time at MUM was shaped by the faculty and staff at MUM, my classmates and my friends, and they shaped it really well, so I'm grateful to all of them. I'm also very grateful to my family, especially my mother, who is undoubtedly the only reason I made it through my last class at MUM. And lastly, I'd like to thank Vicki. She was my academic advisor and quickly became my friend, and then was a second mother to me for the past 2.5 years. I went to her whenever I had any problems or needed any advice, and she always took time out of her insanely busy schedule to help me. And she also gave me the freedom to personalize my experience at MUM by agreeing to be the faculty advisor for a number of directed studies that ended up having a huge impact on my life path and led me to where I am today. Thanks.
And giving the award for the Master's in Business Administration will be Dr. Scott Harriet, husband of Vicki, also the co-chair of the Management Department and Professor of Management.
This year's Outstanding Student Award in the MBA program goes to Michael Blitz. Michael came to the MBA program with years of experience as a corporate coach and trainer, specializing in leadership development and in world-class customer service. Michael would teach executives that the role of the leader is to nourish all aspects of a person, their feelings, their understandings, and their actions. Michael himself embodied those qualities of a leader during his time in the MBA program. Through team projects and through the support of fellow students and faculty, Michael had a nourishing influence on all whom he met. Michael, we hope that you will continue to work closely with the business department at MUM. Thank you very much.
I have 2 minutes and two simple points. My last name is Blitz. I can talk really fast when I need to. I've been a meditator for 40-something years, an active teacher for more than 40, and in the dome for more than 30, so I'm older than most of the other students. And in the 18 months I was in the program, I've recognized that my ability to think critically, my ability to organize my thoughts and express themselves has taken a quantum change. And I can't thank you enough for it. There are things that I used to put off because they would take so long, and I sit down and I knock them out. And I really do credit the organizing power that was infused in my consciousness by sitting in your classes. They were sometimes relentlessly brilliant because I would be tired and sometimes I want to close my eyes and I really couldn't. And I can't tell you how nice that feeling is. And the second point, which is actually very much directly related to the first, and I came to realize that in preparing to say this, was our faculty here, they're incredible at respecting students. And I can't tell you how important that is because Marshy's first fundamental of education is receptivity. And how do you create receptivity? By being receptive. And there are many foreign students in my classes for whom English is a second language, who are fighting the headwinds of understanding abstract concepts in their native tongue and then translating it into English. And I swear to you, I would watch all of them. Scott was especially. He'd walk up to the student making a presentation class. He couldn't understand them. And he'd get this close so that he could hear them. He would take it in. He would acknowledge what they said, understand their meaning and then their intent, and then respond with inspiration. It was so touching. In this lesson of being attentive to the student, you all do it, and it's really a challenge. It was such a lesson, and I say it affected the ability to think critically because you were really teaching us how to listen. And in order to make good decisions, you really have to listen. So, Jay, Guru, Devin, thank you. Thank you.
Giving the award for the outstanding doctoral student in management will be Dr. Dennis Heaton, Professor of Management and Director of the Doctoral Program in Management.
The outstanding PhD graduate in management is Christina Langwell. Chris, you have researched the implementation of sustainability in small and medium-sized organizations in Iowa. Your work exemplifies the theme of our PhD program in management, which is managing to do well by doing good. On the basis of the experience of the total potential of natural law in the Atma, the self of everyone, your own experience of unfolding your inner creativity has enabled you to complete this research while also having a full-time teaching position at Clark University and being Lily's mom. Congratulations on your achievements.
Thank you. When I first talked to Dr. Heaton, it was during the interview process for the PhD program, and he said that the stars must be aligned because I did the process in 2 days, I think, before I got accepted. And I do kind of I believe that. At the time, though, I was so stressed out, I didn't quite get what he was saying. But when I got here and you guys taught me the transcendental meditation technique, it allowed me to be able to complete my PhD. When I was here, I went through a very nasty divorce. The staff helped me through that. Practicing TM helped me through that. And then in the last 3 years, I moved away from my family, taught full-time. I am a single mom. So it was a challenge, but TM allowed me to be able to complete this. So I'm forever grateful on that. I do want to thank my family for their love and support. This would not have been possible without them. I do want to thank Dr. Heaton here. He kept my spirits up, especially at this last push. Tomorrow is my birthday, and I'm able to graduate on my birthday with his help. Most importantly to my daughter, for 3 years she heard me talk about a big paper, and she told me to thank you for letting me graduate and quit working on the paper. But thank you. I really appreciate her support and all this, too.
And one more in management. This is for the MBA student in the accounting program, and this will be given by Dr. Andrew Bargerstock, Professor of Management.
I'd like to introduce Yaofeng Cheng, who is the most outstanding MBA accounting professional for this year, and she's earned this due to her accomplishments that reflect the highest qualities of Atma, the unbounded self. Yaofeng joined our MBA program in October of 2010. During her 7 months on campus, she radiated brilliance in the classroom and an inextinguishable joy in her interactions with everyone. She began and continues her CPT position with Caterpillar in Peoria, Illinois, where she gets very positive reviews on her work in product cost management. It was both Yaofeng's technical skills and her joyful spirit that make Caterpillar want her to continue working with them, and so she is. Yaofeng, we are very proud of your accomplishments.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out tonight and join us in this beautiful graduation ceremony. Thank you for the accounting department for recognizing my efforts. It's really a great honor and pleasure for me. I would like to thank my family, my husband, Alex Liang, and my daughter. Even though he's now not here, right now he is in China, but we talk about this award this morning, and he say he is so proud of me, and so sorry he couldn't attend this ceremony. And definitely tonight we enjoy this great award together. I also would like to thank all my instructors and classmates for this company during this journey in the United States, which has been very successful and exciting so far. As Maharishi says, water the root and enjoy the fruit. I have studied and been working hard, and I'm happy to see my efforts being fruitful and appreciated. Once again, thanks for everyone, and I hope everyone will enjoy the rest of the ceremony. Thank you.
The next award in computer science will be presented by Dr. Keith Levi, Professor of Computer Science, Chairman of the Department of Computer Science and co-founder of our master's program in computer science.
The Department of Computer Science is pleased to present the 2013 Most Outstanding Student Award on behalf of this year's 152 Masters of Science and Computer Science graduates to Abil Wuldu. Abil was the only graduate to achieve a perfect 4.0 GPA. A professor commented, "Abil is a delight to have in class, a great communicator, very respectful, a hard worker, always on time, a top student, bright. He asks questions whenever he does not understand something. He should make an excellent technical team member and leader." In a recent practicum report on his work as a senior Java developer at the Bank of America, Abil included the following. Daily meditation. His calm feeling comes and clings to me, head to toe. So relaxing. I came out softly. I strongly feel the days of meditation are easy days and things get to go smoother. Congratulations, Abil.
Honored guests, dear faculty of the MRC University of Management, dear graduating students, family members, and friends, I thank God for blessing me to be here in front of you, so humbled to receive the Outstanding Student Award. I'm honored to get a chance to express my gratitude to the university, not just regarding the award, but also for providing a curriculum of success that targets both the industry as well as many different aspects of social life. I'm so pleased to tell you that today's success is harvested from the efforts that was exerted by my parents and my family, my brother, Zarit, my sisters, Eru, Rahel, and Feven. And above all, my gratitude goes to my mother, who is the constant support and love of the family. I owe this success to her for building a coherent family of love even when the times were not easy. I'll tell you one thing about my mother. She calls me and she says, every time before I go to bed, I'm going to bless you. And when you wake up, you should say, amen, and it's going to be done. And thank you. Lastly, I want to thank my professors in the university for their exceptional dedication and hard work to ensure that an international student gets ready for the competitive American job market. And to all my friends all over the world, I thank them all. If it wasn't for your support, I wouldn't have been here. Just before I close my acceptance speech, I want to congratulate the awesome and outstanding class of 2013, and I wish you all the best in your careers in the industry. Thank you so much.
Giving the award for education is Paula Armstrong, Chairman of the Department of Education and Professor of Education.
So this is Cassandra Havenor, and she is our outstanding student. And also, as you saw earlier, the winner of the 2013 Knowledge Fair. So Cassandra is a natural. She handles the pressures of teaching with grace and joy, and she easily develops a classroom climate of love as well as learning. Her deep empathy for her students and genuine enjoyment in nurturing them have made her one of the most successful student teachers I've observed. Cassandra has always been deeply appreciative of the ideals of consciousness-based education, and she has made such an impression on the Maharishi School that they've been eager to have her join their faculty. But before that happens, she's going to pursue her passion for outdoor education and leadership in a special program next year. So we look forward to having her back as school faculty and to her great accomplishments in the future.
Thank you. I'm honored to receive this award, as I believe it reflects my passion for education and child development. This graduation marks the beginning of my lifelong learning process to be a worthy teacher of young minds. Thank you.
Giving the award for literature and writing is Dr. Adelaide Essen, Professor of Literature.
We feel great joy in giving the Outstanding Student Award in Literature and Writing to Michael James Lopatriello. Has exhibited all the great qualities of a literature student. An excellent reader with keen interpretation and analytical skills, and a creative writer whose work displays an enlightened vision of life where the light, the divine, shines as the source of all he writes about. In Mike's writing, bliss, truth, and love envelop the otherwise darkness, weaknesses, and suffering, revealing his deep understanding that Brahm is everything. Despite seeming duality in the world, only wholeness is real. Knowing that he will continue to do great things, we wish him all the best for the future. Jai Gurudev.
Hello. I'm very grateful for the existence of a university like Maharishi University of Management, a university that acknowledges and promotes the applications of truths such as the whole is contained in every part, harmony exists in diversity, every action is a reaction, order is present everywhere, and each individual is cosmic. I'm grateful for the community of students the school tracks. Meeting others with similar experiences and ideas was and continues to be reassuring and awesome. My majors, literature, and my education here has taught me the power of candid and concise language, but at the same time it has taught me language's inadequacy and inability to fully describe what we are. However, I feel that to connect, to communicate, to build a bridge and be as one is an urge worth attempting. My entire goal of writing has been to attempt to build that bridge and connect and share states of being. I feel that the energy that beats the heart is the one that is in all. Excuse me. Therefore, remembering to speak and act from the heart allows an individual to connect with the one true self in all things. My greatest passion is to write. At first, it was necessary purely for catharsis. Then it grew into an exploration of my true identity and became even more necessary. MUM has helped me to become more true to myself and therefore more true to the universe. For that, I thank MUM with all my heart. Thank you.
Giving the award for Maharishi Vedic Science is Dr. Rod Eason, who has an incredible role. He's the Dean of Student Life. He's also a professor of Maharshi Vedic Science.
Good evening. The Maharshi Vedic Science Department is pleased to present the Outstanding Student Award in the Bachelor's Program to Antoine Penn. From the moment Antoine arrived at the university, we knew he was special. Over the past 4 years, he has distinguished himself in the classroom and in the community. Always positive, always focused on higher knowledge, always supportive of his peers, Antoine is a perfect example of consciousness-based education. The strength of character and sweet disposition that radiates naturally from the deepest level of his inner self has made him one of the most admired students on campus. He is a leader, and his accomplishments are only just beginning. Congratulations, Antoine.
Good evening. I'd like to accept this award in behalf of my family and friends who are here and those who couldn't be here, and my extended family, all of you guys. I'm so thankful for how this community embraced me. I came here 4 years ago and I was in search for something. I was seeking something, and I looked through every religion and books to kind of like help me figure out this inner experience I was having. And when I got here, I felt like I hit gold. This community is amazing. The people make the place. I'm so thankful for those of you who came here 30, 40 years ago and built this community at Maharshi's request, because you've created a safe haven for many of us out there who have no idea what it is that could be truly gotten, what it is to live an optimum life, to be completely fulfilled, self-expressed, in integrity, and authentically yourself, self-referral. I appreciate this community for just allowing me to have the room, a safe container to be myself, to find out what that looks like. I want to leave you with one of my favorite passages by Maharshi in a book called Loving God. The thread of love has woven the garment of our life. We shall keep it spotless, clean, and pure. Life is a sacred gift of God to us in love. We shall not defile love and shall not spoil the sacred gift of love. Love shall be pure in our life. It will help our evolution and cosmic purpose of creation. It shall maintain us on high levels of grace and glory of life. Love shall save us from wrong and guide our path in life. Love shall forever shine on our way, and the light will guide our steps whether we go slow or fast. The light of love shall forever be with us on our way. Love shall forever be the anchor of our life. We shall be in love, and love shall be in us. We shall live in love, shall grow in love, and shall find fulfillment in love eternal. The sun shines, and it shines forever in fullness. It may be that the clouds are gathering. Let them come and go. They go as they come. Take no notice of their coming. You go your way. Make your way through the clouds if they lie on the way. Do not try to dispel them. Do not be held by them either. They will go the way they have come. Thank you.
and giving an award for the outstanding student in the Master's in Maharshi Vedic Science will be Dr. Patricia Oates, Professor of Maharshi Vedic Science.
Natalia Zhurileva is the outstanding student for the part-time MA in Maharshi Vedic Science. She has been in Fairfield since 2006, joining the university staff as administrator for the Computer Professionals Program while becoming a master's student. Natalia has a clear and precise mind, which reveals itself always, especially when she writes and speaks about Maharshi's knowledge. As a student, she wrote frequent essays, including essays connecting her work at the university with regular experience of Atma, the self, as described in Maharshi Vedic Science. Before coming to MUM, she learned TM 20 years ago in Siberia, became a TM teacher in 1998, and toured and translated extensively in Russia with Vaidyas, medical professionals, and Jyotishis, experts in determining outer influences and tendencies. It is a great honor to present this award to Natalia Zhurileva.
My dear friends, everyone present here, or those who could not come by certain reason, whether I know you personally or I don't, you are all my friends and my family. Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is my family. These words became a living reality here at our university, the home of consciousness-based education. With the growth of consciousness, the heart expands and is ready to embrace all the diversity, all the differences, uniting them in one unbounded ocean of unconditional love. We just heard Maharishi's quote from about love, and I want to repeat some of the words. Maharishi said that it's love that will help our evolution and cosmic purpose of creation. It shall save us from wrong and guide our path in life. And Maharishi set an example for us with his life, full of love and devotion. This was perfect expression of that. My first lesson of love and devotion I got from my parents. And love and devotion is the main lesson we are all receiving here. It is seen everywhere. Our dear professors, with so much love, allow the knowledge flow easily into our open hearts. Every single staff member is ready to surround us with loving care and parental and motherly attention and love and support. So I'm really extremely, deeply grateful to every single person at the university and beyond for giving us this precious lesson that is the most precious lesson you can get in life. Thank you very much, Jacob.
Giving the award in Media and Communications is Gabe Romero from the Media and Communications Department.
It is my pleasure to present the Media and Communications Outstanding Student Award to two extraordinary students tonight, twin sisters Coral and Melodia Morales. These two students are an example of the power of unity within diversity. They are ambitious but not pretentious, and confident yet deeply respectful. They are so talented in so many ways: filmmaking, in writing, web design, photography, in music, dance, tennis, mixed media arts, and on and on. Their outstanding performance in so many areas is an unmistakable reflection of their endlessly enthusiastic, positive, and creative energy, which comes from being so deeply anchored in Atma, their inner self. All of us in the department, all of us in the department have no doubt that because of their multiple skills as well as their capacity for learning, they will be very successful and will be making a better world along their way. Congratulations.
Hi. We are truly honored to be receiving this award. Thank you. In the world of filmmaking, behind every movie that is made, there is a whole team that works together to make the feature film possible. It first starts with the vision, then the processes of pre-production, production, and post-production take place. In each of those processes, specific people have important responsibilities that without them, the film would not be possible. The director keeps the vision and the purpose of the film present at all times and guides everyone in the direction towards success and fulfillment. Those would be the teachers. The lighting and set design crew create the ambience and feeling necessary for each scene of the movie to be portrayed. That would be the whole university and campus. The camera crew captures the essence of the film through their compositional talent and gives life to the actors through the visual screen. That would be the students, parents, family, and friends. The actors embody the characters of the film and are the faces that represent all the dedicated work of the whole production team to the media. That would be the hardworking students. And the fans make the film rise to the top through their love and support for the directors, actors, and movie. That would be the entire Fairfield community. We are both two actors of this amazing movie called MUM 2013. Receiving this award would be like receiving the Oscars. We are just the faces representing all of the love and dedication of the parents, teachers, students, friends, family, and the holy tradition of Vedic masters who have made this day, this life, this community, and this university possible. This award goes for every one of us in this room and everyone who has been involved in some way or another. We have all played important parts in this successful year through our stellar teamwork. On behalf of all the students today, we'd like to thank all the parents who have brought us into this world. Your unconditional love and support from the moments we were born have nourished and transformed us deeply. We are so proud to be your children and love you more than words could possibly express. Thank you to all our professors in this incredible department of media and communications. Your knowledge has inspired and changed us forever. Because of you, all of us will change the world of media by focusing on higher levels of expression and expanding the world's perception through our work. Thank you to the Media and Communications Department and staff for all your support and kindness. You have always been there for us, and we hope to make you proud. Thank you to all of the students. We've been through so many adventures, creative projects, and transformations together throughout these years. Our journey is filled with love and light, and we are all absolutely unstoppable.
Thank you.
Just three more sentences.
Thank you to the entire Fairfield community for being so unique and bubbly. The immense love that radiates from you has made this whole experience unforgettable. And a personal thank you to our dearest parents, Jose and Dina, and brother Chandre, for being the most loving family we could have asked for. You are the inspiration for us in everything we do. And our dear family in Chile, our grandparents and our ancestors, thank you for all your love and support. Also, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, Gurudev, and the tradition of Vedic masters, thank you. We bow down a million times for you.
The next award will be for physiology and health, presented by Dr. Paul Moorhead, Associate Chair of the Department of Physiology and Health and Professor of Physiology and Health.
It's my great pleasure to award the Outstanding Student in Physiology and Health this year to Gona Lee. The first time I met Gona, she was eager, bright, and did not understand much of what I said. But she studied English for a semester, then joined our program, and since then she has achieved so much, including a high grade point average, two successful internships at Marshall-Ayurveda Health Centers, high praise from her supervisors, and the respect and admiration of her faculty and classmates. Gona is practicing the TM City program, and she glows with a sweet radiance from her inner silence. She also has a beautiful singing voice. She is kind and generous and dedicated to improving the health of the world. We know she will succeed. Her father is the national leader of the TM Organization for Korea. When I first met him, he asked me to take care of his daughter. But it takes an enlightened university to educate an enlightened student. When we see Gona radiating, we find that she's done a good job of taking care of herself. We're very happy to have been a part of that growth, and we look forward to her continuing success. Jai Guru Dev.
Coming to MUM has made great influences on my life. The time I've spent here was like diamonds, and 3 years have passed like thunder. And first of all, I want to thank Maharishi, the teachers and faculties at MUM. There wouldn't be any classes and supply of knowledge without them. Especially, I want to thank Nancy Gibson and Nancy Watkins and Dr. Moorhead for always being there for me with warm hearts and infinite support. And the Ayurvedic knowledge I've learned changed my whole point of viewing life, and it has power to change everyone's life because it is integrated knowledge of physiology, spirituality, mind and body, food, sleep, daily routine, herbs, environment, meditation, yoga, relationships, and everything else. Ayurveda is knowledge of life. I am very grateful that I have chosen to be a physiology and health major. Also, one of the best things about MUM is people. The people I've met here are open-minded to foreigners, share love and appreciation, and seek for not only the superficial, but also the higher and deeper aspects of life. I'm very thankful to have these friends, and I want to be with them lifelong, even though we'll be separated all over the world. Furthermore, the Transcendental Meditation Technique has been a great help for me to grow as a better person all year long at MUM. I remember only one day I was surprised by reading my old diary because I had noticed that how much I've changed. And it's the technique to be my true self and maintain happiness no matter what. I want to thank my parents for giving me the opportunity to have all those experiences in this life. And I'll keep on following my passion and try my best to contribute to the world. Thank you very much.
Giving the award for sustainable living will be Dr. David Fisher, chairman of the Department of Sustainable Living and founder of our undergraduate program in sustainable living.
So the award for the outstanding student in sustainable living goes to the incomparable Minka Board. As lovably cryptic as a Cheshire grin, the dynamic of her being spans writing poetry, academic excellence in sustainability and math, full moon bike rides through the countryside, running Eco Fairfield, as well as long distance marathons, and serving as a teaching assistant, resident advisor, and in several positions in student government and Habitat for Humanity. It is fitting that these diverse manifestations of Atma and her innermost self have culminated in a senior project that will be her legacy and will also be of great benefit to the students who follow her. It was the Other Student Handbook, a locally oriented MUM student organizer's how-to guide. Minka, congratulations.
I'm nervous, so I'm just going to read exactly what I wrote. My life in a series of headlines would be summarized as follows. First, oops, I thought I was a dog. Bespectacled ragamuffin seeks questions to answers. I chased my tail and caught the universe, but it was too big. Searching equations for butterflies. Lost philosopher seeks mud puddles. Gathering of kin, positive deviance unite. May I be your cat? Let's get to the bottom of this. There is no bottom. Special thanks to fellow positive deviants, including, but definitely not limited to, Teresa Golden, Katie Cleary, Andrew Perry, Steve Cooperman, Ashley Aspentree, Emmanuel Schottinger, Colin Heaton, Robert Gonger, James Schleppenbach, David Fisher, Travis Cox, Ellen Jones, Craig Pearson, Dominic Borg, Isaac Nevis, Ninka Posse, Matthew Lindbergh Work, and my parents who worked very hard and redesigned their lives so I could have the upbringing that was perfect for me. Enclosed wisdom from Professor Rick Weller, which I received when I left his math class to join ecology. Truth is all around you, and it burns brightly within you. Listen to its softest callings within you, and they will take you to a very beautiful place. I am confident that a glorious life of enlightenment awaits you. Go for what you really want, and the self, yourself, will unfold a perfect world for you to create and live in.
Giving the Alumni Association Outstanding Service Award will be Matthew Kentz, who is the director of the Alumni Outreach Program and is an MUM alumnus himself.
Thank you, distinguished guests and future graduates. We are really excited, and we're a little bit sad that you're leaving, but excellent job. Thank you so much. Let me tell you why we love Matthew Lindbergh Work. Matthew will be receiving the Outstanding Service Award. And if I could just have you all rise and appreciate Matthew together, that would be really wonderful for me. Thank you, and thank you, Matthew. Over 3 years ago, Matthew created a job description with Leslie Goldstein and launched the alumni office. The alumni office, the alumni website, the Lotus Job Network, all the events, all the positive vibes, all the tea and cookies and laughs and love we share has been made manifest through his passion, focus, and effort. Matthew held the Alumni Association together through some tough times when there was no alumni office. And I'm so grateful to Matthew, who donated his time and talent to build our alumni program for free without asking for anything in return. Thank you so much, Matthew.
I have to confess that I first enrolled in MUM to join the Alumni Association. It's true. Now, this afternoon, I heard that in this graduation class and all the previous classes, we are part of a 6,500-person community. These are people in most of the countries of the world and many of the interesting and hidden places of the United States. Social networking has taken the world by storm in this age of global connections, the internet age. Because our alumni are scattered in every continent of the world, social networking has become essential for staying in touch. I have been honored to be part of a team including Dr. Rachel Goodman, Leslie Goldstein, Diana Christofiak, Craig Shaw, Matthew Kenz, and Anna Maria Cornell. We are a group of people either connected to the Alumni Association or affiliated with MUM, and we have been putting together a network of social networks to link all the MUM and MIU alumni. Now, MUM has been in Fairfield for almost 40 years, and we are just now reaching the best time in the history of the Alumni Association. I want to thank all my colleagues and all of the wonderful students. Thank you.
The Alumni Distinction Award will be given by Anna Maria Cornell, Executive Director of Alumni Relations, and again, also an alumna.
Thank you, Kathy. Honored guests, congratulations to all of our 2013 alumni. I am honored to present the Alumni Distinction Award to Ninka Passi. Ninka, Ninka received her bachelor's degree in literature from MIU in 1986 and began teaching literature at MUM in 1999. Whether she teaches poetry, graphic narrative, or memoir writing, Ninka is more than a teacher. She's a mentor, confidant, and muse. Like a light at the door, she guides students in expressing their creativity through language. With compassion and care, she inspires students to be bold, authentic, and honest, and her students have taken her lessons and applied them to their careers in all walks of life. Thank you very much, Ninka Passi. And since she couldn't be with us tonight, I will humbly accept her award on her behalf.
And now we'll have this evening a special recognition. To introduce and explain this recognition will be Dr. Robert Keith Wallace, our founding president of Maharshi University, who, after becoming president of the university, returned to working as a faculty member. He is the dean of the Maharshi College of Perfect Health. He's a professor of physiology and health. He's also a trustee of the university, and so he will be describing this special recognition.
So this is a lovely moment where I get to recognize a very dear, dear, dear friend of mine. Many years ago, something had to happen for this university to start. Somebody had to have had that idea. And it just so happens that that person was Nat Goldhaber. 1971, when I was 26 and he was 23, he came to Margie with this beautiful idea of this university. And I became the first president. He became the first executive vice president. And we had one of the most fun times of our lives. And subsequent to this incredible moment in his life when he conceived of this university and put it forward to Maharishi, he's done many, many great things. He really proved the principle that Maharishi brought out in the world, and that is 200% of life, 100% inner and 100% outer. Nat has done many distinguished things, but just a few examples. He started two separate companies, one sold for $20 million, the other for $160 million. That alone would be a very great accomplishment. He's also one of our very first graduates of this university, too. Not only did he start it, but one of the very first graduates of it, too. I'm not sure how that works, but he's gone on to become a really leader in the field of business. He's recognized worldwide for his achievements in renewable energy and business management. He really is an individual who stands up for the world. I love talking with Nat because he brings out the real value of a businessman in this world. He creates jobs for other people. He creates opportunities for all of us to excel. He creates a flow of creativity in the world. And this has been Nat's beginning, always creating creativity wherever he goes. He comes from a very distinguished family. Both his mother and father were absolutely top physicists. His father came about that close to winning a Nobel Prize. His uncles were head of some of the biggest laboratories in the United States. He has a particle named after him, the Amos particle. When he came to Maharishi in the early days, he was one of the very first students in the world to come to Maharishi at a very young age. And he came with a huge amount of energy and set up all kinds of organizations, all kinds of lectures, really responsible for so many people learning transcendental meditation in the world. And when he came to Maharishi with this idea, it was with pure enthusiasm and with that question, you know, how could we not set up a university? And I think all of the students, all of the faculty owe a great debt to Nat for coming up with this idea. Without it, we wouldn't be here today. And it's really that creativity within him, that spark of intelligence within him, which we'd like to honor tonight. So thank you very much, my dear friend Nat.
Gosh, I'm just a country boy from Berkeley. In 1965, I first went to Rishikesh and saw Maharishi, told him I was from Berkeley and that I would love to start a chapter of his movement there. And he went, go find Wallace. I did, and we've been working together ever since. You know, one of the great joys and privileges in life is to be able to have jobs that you really love. I'm happy to say that my first job, the first 10 years after 1965 when I first met Maharishi, was working really more or less full-time for him. And certainly that was the greatest of all times. But I've been very blessed because most of the other jobs that I've done, started a couple of companies, and now I'm a venture capitalist, have been greatly fulfilling. And if you can find work that you both enjoy and which, in addition to that, gives you a sense that you're doing something great for the world, it is the most wonderful combination. Venture capital is an interesting business. Basically, you get money from other people and you invest it and hope that you can return more than they gave you. Sometimes it works, and fortunately, in our case, it's worked fairly well. We got money from the likes of the endowments of Harvard University and the University of California and University of Virginia and the University of Michigan and Rensselaer and Vanderbilt and other universities and a couple of pension funds. And we look for great companies to invest in. When we're successful and those companies are sold or go public, the proceeds for that largely goes back to those institutions. So just as Keith said, we are in the business of creating jobs, helping to realize the dreams of young, passionate entrepreneurs, and helping the widows and orphans at Harvard. So, when we, I guess in the last, so I've been doing this venture capital fund called Claremont Creek Ventures for about 8 years now. And I think I probably see about five companies a week. So that, you know, is roughly 1,500 companies. And I was just thinking about it. I think we funded 10. So that's not a high probability. But what is it that makes us, at least me, most interested in funding a company? Well, there are plenty of companies that show up with great spreadsheets and long-term plans, all of which show vast profitability. But the most interesting thing to me is the entrepreneur, himself or herself. You need to see that spark of enthusiasm deep within. You need to know that that person will stop at nothing until they see their idea become a reality. It is that growth, that welling up of creative intelligence that wants to find the ability to perform and to create something where there was nothing before. That really is the essence of what makes a company attractive, at least to me. You know, we're that very unusual and special species that can dream and who then can create those dreams and make them into a reality. And it is a wonderful time that we live in because the tools to be able to create the dreams are so available and so powerful. In fact, these are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. The way we look to a distant constellation dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. Don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. So that happened to me once. It was 1970. So I had been initiating in the Midwest. My beat was Kansas and Missouri. I used to go from university to university and teach, and those were incredible days for the TM movement. There would be 50 to 100 people at every lecture, even though I returned once a month. And many of them would start each time. It was a really great time. And Maharishi was teaching the first teacher training course that he ever taught in the United States at Estes Park. And I was actually at Estes Park doing some long rounding when a knock came on the door. And They said, Marcy would like you to go and take over the duties for one of the other initiators here. So I went off and taught a couple of residence courses, and then I went to Chicago, where, among other things, I was just looking back, I initiated Harvey Harold Mudd, the football player from the Chicago Bears. Best initiation ever. He was so innocent. It was so sweet. I taught him, and afterwards, tears were in his eyes, and he said, could it really be like this? Anyway, I had been initiating several days in a row, and I sat down to meditate. And, you know, you're not supposed to pay attention to ideas, but this one was like, whoa. Lights, fireworks, start a university. So I rushed back to Estes Park, and I told Maharishi, we should start a university. He went, good, go do it. So we did, and here we are, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time, and it is so fantastic to see how successful this university is, what fantastic students winning awards, and those of you who just finished and didn't win an award, congratulations to you too. It is a real privilege to have been part of its initiation. So Jai Guru Dev.
Our final award will be presented by our president, Dr. Bevan Morris. Dr. Morris has been president for about over 30 years. He also has significant responsibilities in the international movement, where he's called Prime Minister of the Global Country of World Peace.
Good evening, everyone. First, I would mention that we're looking forward to tomorrow's graduation ceremony, where Roger John Hagelin will be presenting the honorary doctorate of education to Nat, and I think that will be really one of the historic moments for our university when that happens tomorrow. So. This has been a beautiful evening, very rich, delightful, inspiring to see all of these great souls who are going to lead the world in a golden age of the human race. I think there was one thing especially that was very moving, was the references by so many of the graduates to their parents, and the great gratitude that each one feels to their beloved parents. For example, there was the mention of the mother who blessed her child again and again and again. And I wanted to relay to you that the founder of our university, Maharishi, said many times, you cannot imagine the power of the blessings of a mother and all that it means in your life. You cannot imagine the power of that. So we have seen that our students are experiencing that reality, and they are so grateful to their parents who have nourished them and blessed them throughout their lives, and as a result, this is what they have become. So I have the wonderful duty of, on behalf of all the graduating class and all the professors of the university, of thanking the parents of these incredible people who are graduating tomorrow with their degrees. And we could never honor enough every single parent, but in order to just at least represent all the parents, in this honor of the parents for this graduation, I'd like to ask that one of the families come forward and honor their parents. We have seen a few minutes ago the twins who came up, and their story is so beautiful. Their parents, they mentioned in their speech, who rearranged their whole life so that their children could get this education. So Tina and Jose Morales Rivera are going to be honored on behalf of all the parents tonight. And Melodia and Coral are, as we saw, the twins who are in the graduating class and have received outstanding student awards this evening. They moved here, the whole family, from Chile to be in this community, and so that the children could go through consciousness-based education. They've all been in the Maharshi School of the Age of Enlightenment, and Jose himself is unable to be here tonight because he's with his son. Oh, you're here. Okay. So that's good. So your son was competing in the state tennis title? Yes. So he did well? Good, good. So we're glad you made it back. But perhaps I think the idea was that Tina could come up, and she's also receiving master's degree in Maharshi Vedic Science in July. So three graduates also from the same family. So, and also Jose could come as well. Thank you. Thank you. And girls, come. Yes. Come and stand also, yes. Go ahead, yes.
Our son Chandra.
Yes.
From the Maharshi School. So, buenas noches. Good evening. How are you? Good. On behalf of all the parents of the class 2013, the Morales Rivera family has the great fortune and privilege to address our dear Dr. Reva Morales and the Maharishi University faculty in this celebration tonight. All of our children are the most precious gift in our lives. They represent the very essence our families and the richness of our diverse cultures. What is important for us as parents is for them to be happy, wise, healthy, safe, and successful. And we have found that the Maharishi University enlivens these fundamental values in them. The MUM professors are the pillars and the embodiment of this consciousness-based education system. We want to express our infinite gratitude to each one of you, the faculties, for helping our children to be better persons and for transforming them into the bright professionals they are today. Thank you for being their second-best parents. Thank you for your loving radiance, for your guidance, and for your patience. Thank you for teaching them to seek their highest goals first, that everything is possible in life, and that they can accomplish anything they put their attention on. Thank you for being the creative intelligence and the subtle impulse in their education. From the bottom of our hearts, we would like thank everyone at Maharishi University of Management, and most especially the founder of the university. His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. We would like to finish this address with this beautiful quote from Maharishi. Love is fullness. It's all embracing. Love shall be pure in our life. It will help our evolution and cosmic purpose of creation. It shall maintain us on high levels of grace and glory of life. Love shall forever maintain us. Love shall save us from wrong and guide our path in life. Life shall forever shine on our way, and the light will guide our steps, whether we go slow or fast. Love shall forever be the anchor of our life. We shall live in love, shall grow in love, and shall find fulfillment in love eternal. Jai Guru. Gracias.
Excuse me, a very short thing from my side. Dr. Mori was completely right. I was not able to be here, but some miracle happens. I was really wondering why Mother Nature was in this moment sent me far away in Waterloo, 3 hours from here driving, with my son playing tennis representing Maharishi School. And at the same time, my daughters were being awarded and graduating, and my wife graduating also tomorrow. I couldn't be here. But somehow things finished earlier, and we just drove 70 miles an hour for 3 hours to be here. But so I apologize that I'm not wearing formal. I should be done. But I'm completely lost. I thought that this work would be tomorrow. So I just came to see my daughters receiving their award. I didn't know that we were receiving this award. Okay? But thank you very, very much.
I think we would all agree that this has been an incredibly full, rich, and loving evening. This is the end of our award ceremony. Tomorrow we'll all be in the Maharishi Patanjali Dome for the graduation ceremony. The graduates have been told when to line up. We invite all the family, friends, and guests to be in the dome before 1 o'clock so that we can start marching in at 1 o'clock. And after the graduation ceremony, there will be a reception upstairs in this building, and we invite everyone to that reception. So thank you all very, very much, and have a lovely evening. Jai Guru.